supports the one. The perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. The only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Within our hearts, within our minds, within this space, within the worldwide space that's connecting all of us, let us call upon the Masters, Saints, and Prophets, whether known or unknown to the world, that have illuminated the path for all followers. Invoke them now. No matter what the name, they're all welcomed here. And whatever form they may take, as it is said in the prayer Salat, in a loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, in an inspiring teacher. Allow us to recognize thee as Rama, as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha. Let us know thee as Abraham, as Solomon, as Zarathustra, as Moses, as Jesus, as Muhammad, and in many other names and forms known and unknown to the world. Today we'll be reading from and doing practices and discussing the subject of forgiveness. Anyone amongst us that doesn't feel that perhaps we ourselves have done something which we might want to ask for forgiveness, and perhaps some transgression has been done to us which we would like to find a place in our heart to forgive. Does that speak to anybody, or shall we go home now? Yeah. So again, this is from Moral Culture by Hazrat Anayat Khan. We're reading from the Gathas, and we're almost concluding. We have one more paper after this on this whole body of teachings. Before we move on, and before I forget, I'm going to move this. David, maybe it's better. It's okay. Okay. And it's okay for you also, hon? Okay. Let's just do that. I want to make sure it's not obstructing anyone's view. Tomorrow will be the eighth Urs of Pir Vilayat Anayat Khan, the elder son of Hazrat Anayat Khan. That was his passing day. And so it's good to remember him and the light that he brought to the world, disseminating his father's message in his unique way. He was someone that many of us knew and learned under and through. Training the ego, forgiveness. In order to learn forgiveness, man must learn tolerance first. In order to learn forgiveness, man must learn tolerance first. So it seems from this phrase, perhaps forgiveness isn't something that is automatically innate within the human consciousness. We have to learn it. Perhaps it's an evolutionary, spiritual evolutionary process to forgive. Because think about it, how the animal world, you know, if an animal's attacked, it attacks back, right? We humans also have the tendency to want to do that. But how do we develop a kind of tolerance and forgiveness? And this has many levels, so we're going to talk about hopefully those levels and open it up for discussion. But just, you know, let that kind of ride on the current of your breath. And there are people whom man cannot forgive. It is not that he must not forgive, but it is difficult. Beyond his power to forgive. And in that case, the first thing he can do is forget. And in that case, the first thing he can do is forget. And here I don't think Murshid is talking, and I think he'll clarify it further about not going unconscious, not repressing something. That's not what we're talking about here. It is true that the finer the man, the finer the person is, the more that person is subject to be hurt by the smallest disturbance that can produce irritation and disharmony in the atmosphere. So if you find that you're perturbed by disharmony in the atmosphere, there may be some consolation in realizing that perhaps you're finer than other people. One would hope. Okay. So as a little exercise here to begin with, and we'll go deeper into this practice, let's just here at the beginning take a moment to turn our awareness inward, riding the current of the breath, sort of still oneself. If it helps you, you can observe the breath without altering it. And if you will, allow the breath to touch upon your spiritual feeling heart. And in that place, sometimes, for me at least, it helps to reminisce about a time, a place, or a person that I felt a really beautiful connection with, a deep, abiding connection with, a kind of sympathy of hearts and minds. If it's a place, it may be some place you're very fond of in nature where you can enter in solitude. And there you feel really this oneness, a kind of unity, a contentment, as if you're in a beautiful enfoldment of some kind, where it just seems perfect. And let the light of your heart further illuminate this place or experience with another. But I will say, sometimes nature can evoke so much, and for each one it will be different. It may be by a small stream or an ocean or in a valley or on a mountain, in a desert. Doesn't matter. It's your place. What is a place where you feel so cozy, so comfortable, so at ease, so relaxed? It's like, ah. And as you breathe, find yourself expanding, as if to encompass everything without a critical judgment. It's just all is as it should be, all is well. Now, in this place, I'm going to ask you to do something that might be a bit of a challenge. I want you to invite into that place with you that heart space that's illuminated, filled with contentment, the presence of divine love and enfoldment, someone that you can call to mind that is a challenge for you, that you know you would be better off if you could forgive them, but somehow you just can't do it. It's so hard, it sticks with you. It lives with you. And notice as that person approaches what's happening in your body, what's happening in your breath. Just observe. Don't change anything. And if you need the person to keep at a distance for a while, let them do so. Indicate, don't come closer. But slowly, slowly, knowing that they too are a human being, that what they really want is also to have happiness and contentment. Out of their confusion, perhaps there was some transgression, mishap, abuse. But you're allowing your awareness, your consciousness to expand, to include everything. And see if there's a place in you that feels through this divine connection a place of strength, a place of courage and wisdom. Wisdom that gives insight into perhaps the causes and conditions that created this circumstance between oneself and the other. And if we can, while we're holding all of this in our inner vision, let's use this phrase, Anayat Khan Murshid, Piro Murshid Hazrat Anayat Khan tells us time and time again of the value of putting a phrase or a sacred word on the swing of the breath. It allows it to move from the most material plane to the most subtle plane. It literally, at the physical plane, circulates our breath as we breathe in. Some breath is retained that circulates through the whole system. And on that breath, on those molecules, are the vibrations of these thoughts. So breathing in, give me, Lord, thy divine wisdom. And breathe out to understand and to forgive. And breathing in, give me, Lord, thy divine wisdom. And breathing out, to understand and to forgive. Give me, Lord, thy divine wisdom, to understand and to forgive. And just continue on the breath with this phrase. Now, if you can, you feel comfortable doing so, turn and look into the eyes of the one that you've brought into this vision. Feel yourself with courage and strength to be able to turn face to face to this one. And just see what arises. If there's an insight, if there's wisdom, if there's a way of letting go a little bit. And release that individual or that circumstance and feel the light in your heart. Feel your strength, feel your courage, divine strength, divine courage, divine light, divine love, divine forgiveness. And allow all to just dissipate into light and infuse your being.